Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We talked about Abraham last few programs, and I want to ask you now, my precious audience, if a Muslim person you met told you, we also believe in Abraham, what are you going to say to him? Do you remember? You remember what we talked about in previous programs? I want to make sure that you remember. When you meet a Muslim person and he asks you about Abraham, or he tells you, we believe in Abraham too. Abraham is in the Quran. You can tell him, I'm not going to share with you everything I shared before, but I have to tell you this, and I trust that this time you will remember, share with him, have you ever wondered, my Muslim friend, why God asked the father Abraham to give him his son, instead of asking him to fast or pray or give him anything else? Okay? So Muslims are thinking now, and you continue, I am sure that you will agree with me, my Muslim friend, that because Abraham was willing to give up his own son to God, he proved that he was willing to give God anything and everything he had. Of course, because his son is the most precious thing to his heart, the Muslim person most likely will agree. And you continue sharing, that is exactly what God wants you to discover about him. We read about God in the Bible, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Romans 8, 32. So you tell your Muslim friend, God proved that he wants to give you a good life here on earth, and God will give you heaven because he gave you his son. How do you know that God gave you his son? How do you know that God sent Jesus to die to pay the penalty for your sin? The moment you put your faith in Jesus, that he died to pay the penalty for your sin, and you repent of your sins and tell God, I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to disobey you. Jesus, come enter my life. At that moment, you will become a child of God, and you will know for sure that the story is true and God gave you his son. You can continue sharing with your Muslim friend that when God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son, Abraham, no doubt, suffered deeply. As a father, he was ripped at the depth of his being as he took his living son who came from him to sacrifice him with his own hand. My Muslim friend, I am sure you will agree with me that when Abraham obeyed God and was ready to sacrifice his son to God, he proved beyond any doubt that he had perfect sacrificial love toward God. And God wants you to discover that he proved his perfect, awesome, sacrificial love toward you in the same way we read in the Bible in Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Please allow me to ask you an important question. Has God in Islam, my Muslim friend, ever matched Abraham's supreme example of love? Has the Quran revealed the perfect sacrificial love of God toward you and me? I am just asking. Why I'm asking that question? Because the significant question here is, can a man's love for God, such as Abraham's, surpass God's love for man? The logical answer is God never asked any man, including Abraham, to do more for him than he was willing to do for man. Abraham must have reasoned. That's what happened. What God commanded me to do, Abraham was talking to himself, was no more than what God was willing to do for me. Because it doesn't make sense that God will ask me to do more for him, to express my love for him in a greater way than he will express his love and do for me. My Muslim friend, God bestowed on us the greatest form of love by giving his own son, who was not created and whose presence he enjoyed from all eternity. God sacrificed what was most precious to his heart. The Bible shows us that God's love for Abraham and for us far surpassed Abraham's love for God and anyone's love for God. This is a very important point to communicate to your Muslim friend. And you tell him all God is asking you is to receive his love by putting your faith in Jesus Christ and by acknowledging your sin and believe that Jesus died to pay the penalty for your sin. And by repenting, deciding not to live far from God anymore. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims using Abraham. Because Muslims are emotional people and they love stories, you can share one of the stories. I have read some true stories of World War II battles that illustrate different types of leaders. One of the military commanders leading a British unit ordered his troops to advance into the battlefield. While his soldiers were being wounded and killed, his cold heart kept him far from the action. And actually, a soldier brought him the news of the battles, a few hundred wounded, a few hundred killed, and he raised his eyebrow with cold spirit, and he said, "Is that is all? I thought it would be more. Somebody bring me another cup of coffee." Another military leader, whose name was James, leading a different British unit, saw that his soldiers were surrounded by the enemy. He ordered them to engage in warfare, and he joined them on the front line. He was able to lead them to victory against all odds, and he saved the lives of most of his soldiers. However, he himself was cut down, killed. This leader laid down his life for his men. To be continued next program. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. God, we thank you for all the information, the experience, the knowledge you gave us, God. Thank you, God, that you placed us in a place where we can serve you. And we pray now, God, in faith, because you started a good work in us. You made us your children. You made us your servant. You're providing us with the resources to enable us to be used by you. We trust in you, God, that you will continue to equip us, equip our fellowships, your church, and you will use us, God, to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. We trust in you, God. not in ourselves, not in anything we can do, but we trust in you to work in us and to work through us for the salvation of a huge number of Muslims. In Jesus' name, amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's grace and love with you, my brothers and sisters. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.